Welcome to All Learning Reimagined, the podcast that defines convention and redefines the purpose and practice of education. Here we venture beyond institutional boundaries to explore visionary ideas, transformative narratives, and pioneering voices shaping a future rooted in self-directed, heart-led learning. Whether you're a parent, educator, or curious mind devoted to lifelong growth, this is your space to challenge assumptions and co-create a more humane and intuitive approach to education. We believe that learning is a natural act. Together, we'll uncover stories, cultivate wisdom, and engage with practices that empower learning as an organic, soulful journey. Let's reimagine what education can be.
G'day, and welcome to All Learning Reimagined. I'm your host, Teresa, bringing you a little ray of sunshine. And together we're going to reimagine the future of education one inspired story at a time. So today I have a fantastic guest, Raquel, who's the founder and guardian of the Somiglia Monte Alegre Association. I hope I didn't butcher that too badly. In addition to being an activist mother and an entrepreneur, Raquel is an anthropologist, a social permaculturalist, a journalist, an educator in sustainability and an eco-village design. And I'll let her unpack all of that for you because it's just swells my heart to hear all of the amazing things that she's doing. And so I'm going to stop talking and hand it over and say, welcome, Raquel.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me, Teresa.
Oh, it's so lovely. And it's amazing how technology today, I mean, you're on the other side of the world in Spain, and here I am in Australia, and we're able to connect. I'm very grateful for that, I'm sure. And
yes.
Definitely. So my first question for you today is, well, how did you get involved in so many inspiring projects, which we're going to discuss today?
Okay. From a anthropologist perspective, education is a fundamental pillar for transforming the world into a more human and harmonious place, because it serves as a means through which culture transmits not only knowledge, but also values, ethical practice, and ways of coexistence. By studying the various ways societies learn and teach, I understand that education has the power to shape social relationship, promote respect for diversity, and mostly cultivate a collective awareness oriented toward the common good, el bien común. In this sense, an intercultural, critical, and human rights-based education not only form individuals, but also build fairer, more empathetic and sustainable communities capable of addressing global challenges through cooperation and mutual understanding. As for me, education is in the center of the table.
Absolutely.
And also, after learning and visiting tech school, so the setting in pedagogy, also known as the Teco School model, offers a profoundly transformative approach to the development of children and adolescents by viewing them as a whole beings, capable of learning through inner motivation, cooperation, and connection to their life purpose, an ikigai, but we call it here in our project the ikigai. This is a Japanese concept that means, the reason why you're waking up every morning is your life purpose. And like a traditional model, this pedagogy breaks away from hierarchies between teacher and student, promoting instead of instead of this very rigid hierarchy, a collective and self-organized learning environment where a student not only acquires academic knowledge but also develops social, emotional, and spiritual skills within a space of deep mutual respect. That is central in this pedagogy.
That's amazing. I like the ikigai. I actually just like saying it as well, ikigai, but an eco-village project. I mean, you've got permaculture and reforestation and free education and respectful parenting and events and healthy food and organic markets. And there's so much that's involved in this. And I know that education is the centerpiece, as you mentioned, with the following your purpose and your passion. I'm really excited to know that this is really going ahead. Can you share more about the multipurpose sociocultural center, and the nature classroom that you're working on?
Yes, sure. Yes. So creating a sociocultural center in nature represents a transformative commitment to reconnect people with the earth, with their community, and with their life purpose. Coming back to the ikigai. This kind of spaces offers multiple advantage on both individual and collective levels. First, by being located in a natural environment, it allows educational, cultural, and healing processes to unfold in direct contact with the cycle of life. As a foresting an organic, multisensory, and deeply meaningful learning experience that is central in our vision. The inclusion of a nature classroom enable children, youth, and adults to learn through experience, observing and actively participating in the ecological processes that sustain life, thereby strengthening their emotional and ethical connection to the environment. Meanwhile, the Environmental Interpretation Center acts as a bridge between scientific knowledge, ancestral wisdom, and community action. It provides space for reflection, outreach, and dialogue around today's ecological challenges, encouraging an informed, critical, and engaged citizenship. So bringing all of this together within a healing biotope, healing biotope, we call it Biotopo de Sana Acción, as we integrate in the Spanish word sana acción, healing, the word action, because you can only heal yourself if you take action for that. So bringing all of this together within a healing biotope that for us is like a regenerative space that seeks to restore not only natural ecosystem, but also the emotional, spiritual, and social balance of individuals. Turn this center or sociocultural center into a kind of catalyst for meaningful change. And so it fosters the emergence of a new humanity, is what we are, calling for, rooted in cooperation, sustainability, expanded awareness, where learning is not only intellectual, it's mostly experimental, relational, and transformative.
Absolutely.
This hands-on approach builds individual and community resilience, while cultivating a culture of peace, holistic well-being, and planetary regeneration. So that is the reason why we are opening the sociocultural center, because it's like the holistic approach of the learnings we want to to have in the future what we think is is needed.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm hearing that these sorts of learning environments are popping up in countries all around the world. So, the whole it's not just about the mind and intellectual and learning through repetition. It's connecting back to earth and nature and self and learning through resonance and not repetition. It's beautiful what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I is this for all ages? I mean, it's open for
Yeah.
everybody?
As on our vision of an eco village, seeking to become an intergenerational, multicultural, and interdisciplinary learning community. It's rooted in the deep belief that it's possible to live and to learn in harmony with nature, with others, and with oneself. But the connection from the smaller one with the oldest one is central. And so in our society, we just don't give the place that they belong. The older generation, we put in these places, you know. More and more, this intergenerational exchange is getting damaged, you know, actually, and that is actually what we are doing. That is to recover, is to close the cycle of life, to allow this beautiful love to flow into the new generation. When I see my father. Talking to my son, you know, and teaching him or trying to teach some values is just I want to cry because it's pure love. You know, that is actually why we are doing this. So our community model is inspired by the principle of permaculture too. That's probably a bit new for the older generation. But that is the reason why we are doing this, because we are learning all together, all generation together, about sustainable way of life based on care for the earth, care for the people, and fair sharing of resources. So in this context, learning move beyond the classroom and becomes a living, practical, and everyday experience, where the garden, the kitchen, natural building, or water management are as valuable for education as mathematics or the arts, no?
I agree,
Yes.
and I can feel how this links to. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to one of my guests, and we were talking about the Anastasia, the Ringing Cedars of Russia books, and the kin schools, and the forest school is really appealing, just the whole pedagogy. And I love the fact that you've got permaculture woven in there because it can't be separated. I love the sharing,
No.
the
No.
overflow of food, so share it with the community. The whole concept is just beautiful.
Yeah,
Definitely.
our vision draws from the pedagogical philosophy of Schettinghuis, actually, which see education as a collective and holistic process aimed at awakening human potential. So in such a community, like TECOS, like we want to build here, also adapting to the environment. We are in Europe, you know, we are not in Russia, but we are intergenerational, and we are in intercultural and interdisciplinary environment. And in such community, children, youth, adults, and elder learn together without the artificial division imposed by age or academic levels. Multiculturalism becomes a shared wealth, and the exchange between ancestral knowledge, scientific understanding, and artistic expression foster a truly interdisciplinary and holistic education. More than a traditional school, this eco-village becomes a learning ecosystem where each person is both teacher and learner, and where community life serves as a foundation for cultivating values such as empathy, cooperation, resilience, and peace that is really, really needed. In the Chetnin pedagogy, I wanted to, yes, the most distinctive aspect of this pedagogy for me, it does its nurture autonomy, creativity, and responsibility. Responsibility with big letters from an early age. What I feel in this society is missing. Children and adolescents take active roles within the educational community. They teach their peers, make decisions about their own learning process, and engage in a practical task like that integrate mind, body, and heart. As a daily task, as well, they cook together, they clean, they build together. They are really the most efficient community I haven't seen in my life. I've been visiting communities and eco-villages and researching tribes around the world, since I'm 21. I study anthropology by traveling and by living in different contexts. And I must say, this community impressed me. The way they synchronize, the way they respect each other. This Chetnin pedagogy not only forms academically competent student that is well known, but also conscious, empathic human being prepared to contribute positively and harmoniously to the world around them. So this is expanding conscious for me. You know, it's like putting the seeds in your environment that helps the whole world. Yes.
I
Yes,
agree.
by being.
Absolutely. And Spain is such a beautiful country. I loved Spain. It was always a place I wanted to go back and explore and spend more time there, that's for sure. I'm going to move forward now. You just had a launch recently, a World Schooling Hub. And when I read the words World Schooling Hub, I really got excited because I was like, oh, what is that? Because it's a fascinating concept. And especially when you were talking about it's for travelers and digital nomads, and then the five dimensions of sustainability practice. Could you, I mean, we don't have too much time left, but could you tell us something about the launch that happened last October?
Yeah. Also, I'm a mother. My son became 9 years old last December, and he never went to normal school until a couple of months ago for some reasons. We have to do that. The father has different ideas, and but I've been
A company.
accompany him since the beginning as a mother for sure, and I was building free education projects after he was 3 years old in another place. I learned a lot about alternative schooling, parenting, about free education. I try many technique, many pedagogy, everything. And on the end, I realized that structure is needed. Like all this free education sometimes is like by all these alternative family is like no bringing routines. How do you say
Routine,
routines,
discipline.
discipline, structure? And by my learning process, I realized how important it is for the development of the soul of the children. And for that, I resonate a lot with the regenerative education that we are actually researching, because it's not a concept that you can go in internet or you can build yourself in the university. It's something that is getting built, no? It's building now. And it's a vision rooted in earth, spirit, and collective evolution. Our International Center for Regenerative Education is envisioned as a living, breathing ecosystem of learning and transformation. It will be located on a 3 hectare plateau, so 3 hectares from the or 240 hectare, surrounding by oak trees, by forests, and some ponds that already are there, because our place is rich in water and underground rivers.
Beautiful.
We are here, up over the third biggest under lagoon of all Europe.
Wow.
Imagine, we are in Malaga in South Spain, where water is a problem, and here we have the third biggest. That is the reason why we decide to buy this place, and this is also the reason why so many people are fighting to, make
To
problems
spoil it.
to spoil it, because here future will be possible. And for sure we are having, as we are putting the base of building the new humanity. Yes, and located in this 3 hectare plateau above a serene system of ponds, this space will serve as a model for holistic education, ecological regeneration, and conscious community building. Also inspired by Tecos, sure, by this Chetinin community. It's not just a school, it is a cultural seedbed for a new humanity rooted in harmony with nature and one another. And so this is what we are looking for. It's our next step.
Absolutely.
Permaculture principle for us is the foundation. Earth care, as regenerating the land through soil restoration, biodiversity, and water cycles. People care, nurturing humans' well-being, intergenerational learning, like I told you, is very central for us, and community resilience. And fair share. This is the third principle, promoting equity,
Yes.
no? Like cooperation and the sharing of resources and knowledge. And so for us, this is the core of the center.
It sounds
The
amazing.
land will be shaped into productive ecosystem, food forest, natural building, herbal garden, imagine water catchment system. That is what we study in Tamera Eco Village. It's our, like main focus, and renewable energy system. We have one expert in Spain that is advising the government with the renewable energy, who is getting involved in the project because he's fed up from working in Madrid, in the city, for all these, companies, and he want to contribute to something bigger. And all of this will serve as a real life classroom. The students will learn by doing. cultivating the food, building shelters, managing water. Co-creating solution to real world challenge in this scale. 240 hectares is quite big, but it's a small scale if we compare with with the world. But in this scale, we can create a laboratory. A living laboratory.
Wow, everything you've told me is just amazing. And I do have a final question, and that is, how can people get involved? I mean, I understand that you have an email account, an email address, which is ikigai, IKI hyphen GAIA dot org, so they can contact you that way. What other way can people contact you, Raquel, to if they're interested in the eco village and they want to get involved?
They could come to our open door weekend. Normally we do it once a month. Sometimes we are busy and we are skipping 1 month, but normally we do it. And they can get involved on Saturday in our open door day and helping us with the garden, with some eco building we are doing, because we like to learn to get to know the people by doing, not only by drinking coffee. That's why we are offering these open door days, including a collaborative day. Sunday is about, getting to know the vision and walking around the 240 hectares. I show just the main spot, and then we get to know each other. But Saturday is a bit about also Sweden, working together. And they can come. We launched last autumn our first experience week. Not many eco village has this kind of setting where people come in the morning. They learn, they get to know about the vision, about our protocols, about our non-violence communication principles, and how to get involved in our project. In afternoons, normally we have some hands-on activities, like helping in the garden, permaculture garden, or helping in the eco buildings, or in the school programs. This is one of the easy way. For sure, they can come anytime to some of the non-violent communication circle we do during the year, or seminars about chatting, about permaculture or syntropic agriculture, like they are basic seminar we are doing over the year, and they can apply for that, and they can come as well as a tourist and doing like experience tourismus with us for a weekend, for a week, even for a month. It's possible. From July on, we have a small hostel with six rooms. They can rent it out or sleeping in the tipi. We have two tipis, a tree house, a yurt, or even caravans. They can rent it out, helping a little bit by very easy daily tasks like cooking, and so getting to know the people and the vision. And
Beautiful.
the last way, like the last way that I really recommend, highly recommend, for people want to really feel if it's a possibility for their future, is that they apply for the residence program.
The residence
Not
program.
all of the over the year. It's a program for volunteers for a specific, like we have in April the Regenerative Educational Festival. And then we open this residence program, and the people, but we need more skilled people for this program. But so it's the best way.
That sounds amazing. And I know, so if anyone's sitting there thinking, oh, I haven't got all of that, we're going to have all of the details on my landing page. So bbsradio.com/all learning reimagined. So we will have an article on the Forest School, and then all of the details will be there as well. Raquel, I want to say thank you so much for coming and visiting and being part of our show today.
A pleasure. Blessing. Thank you to you. Blessings.
I can't wait to
Thank
get over
you,
there and
Teresa,
see.
for what you are doing.
I just want to pop over and visit straight away. So I'm really looking forward to doing that sometime in the future. And for everybody else who's listening, thanks for joining us on All Learning Reimagined today. Until next week, explore, experience, express, go out and live learning. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on All Learning Reimagined, where passion illuminates the path forward. Remember this: the future of learning doesn't arrive from above, it begins within. You are the spark, the shift, the living answer to education's silent call for transformation. So stay curious, stay awake. Let inspiration be your compass, because how we learn today is not just personal, it is profoundly generative. It shapes the very architecture of tomorrow's world. We are not separate from the system, we are its evolution. Until next time, trust the wisdom of your own unfolding and let your life be the lessons that light the way for others.